USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The NFL's Green Bay Packers are now facing a big fine for violating the NFL and NFL Players Association's COVID-19 protocols. And yes, it does have to do in part with the Aaron Rodgers controversy. ESPN reporting that the team has been fined $300,000 for those violations, as quarterback Aaron Rodgers and wide receiver Alan Lazard were each fined over $14,000. Rodgers missed this past week's game against Kansas City because of his COVID-19 protocol. Pfizer wants to provide a coronavirus booster for all adults. The pharmaceutical company announcing a few hours ago that it's asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for a booster shot for everybody 18 years of age and older. And this is USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Actor Dean Stockwell, who began his career as a child actor in the 40s and worked until not that long ago, has died at 85. His career in the end spanning over 70 years. He marveled back in 1995 that he had been working that long.
And I'm still doing it. I'm still able to contribute and create after 52 years.
Again, Dean Stockwell was 86. John Deere workers still striking, but with an update, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois. The striking workers are not just in the United States, but are at plants in six other countries. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More witnesses being hit with subpoenas from the House committee that's investigating the January Capitol attack. They include former advisors and aides who were working in the Trump White House that day. There are 10 on the latest list, and it includes former Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany and advisor to then-President Trump Stephen Miller. The prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial resting its case after more than 5 days of testimony in Wisconsin. The prosecution calling 22 witnesses. Rittenhouse, who was 17 years of age at the time of the shootings, expected to take the stand when the defense presents its case. Reports say a California man's attempting to seek asylum in the Eastern European country of Belarus. The Marin IJ says that Evan Newman of Mill Valley, California, is facing assault charges in connection with the January Capitol attack, and that he reportedly fled to Europe in the spring, making his way to Ukraine, where he was detained by border guards as he tried to cross into Belarus. The S&P 500 snapped an 8-day win streak in Tuesday trading as investors have been awaiting the release of some key inflation data. All three major indexes, in fact, finished in the red on Tuesday. Tomorrow, the latest consumer price index is to be released. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.